Use as directed.
The hour number two for many of you. If you didn't hear hour number one, you can download it. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com. It's pretty easy to follow the trail. The listen box is there. Click on to where it says archives. Just follow all the prompts, and you can get what we didn't get to in the first hour was all of your calls. So we encourage you to get in with the people who are here right now, because we have lots of time to answer your questions at 888-553-7536. We have sort of a thread going on today focused on sleep deprivation, et cetera, but certainly there are other things that are bothering people. TJ, for example, calls from Johnson City, Tennessee with a question. Yes, sir, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, thanks for answering my call. I had just recently heard that they've come out with I've got lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, and heard they've come out with a new drug for that, but I didn't catch the name of it, and I wondered if you knew what it was and how it actually worked to help.
Absolutely, TJ. Thanks so much for calling. Medical history was made this past week. The FDA actually approved the first new treatment for lupus in 56 years. And this is truly a milestone for patients like yourself who have this disabling disease. It's called Benlysta. B as in boy, E, N as in Nancy, L-Y-S-T-A. And it can't be used if you have severe kidney or central nervous system involvement with your lupus. But it's very helpful. Your arthritis is not due to your lupus. It's due to rheumatoid arthritis also. Boy, that's a double whammy.
Yeah, I've got lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. And
boy, do you have any good days, TJ?
Yeah, I do have some good days. The mornings, obviously, are the worst for me.
Absolutely.
Getting going.
Yeah. TJ has an autoimmune problem where the immune system, which we always talk about, how it's supposed to help you fight the bugs and the foreign bodies, his unfortunately attacks his body. Lupus is an autoimmune disease, and it affects many parts of the body. You can get kidney problems, arthritis of the joints, chest discomfort, skin rashes, severe fatigue. The symptoms usually wax and wane, and sometimes the organ damage can actually be fatal. But now there is hope. And TJ, I want you to talk. I hope you're dealing with a specialist. If you have two autoimmune diseases, the rheumatologist, that's the internist that specializes in autoimmune problems, the rheumatologist, definitely you want to have a good one. And I would talk to them about this new drug just approved this week, and it sounds like it's going to help you to improve your health.
Yeah, I currently have a rheumatologist. It's a couple months for my next visit with him, and
well, why don't you dial up? I think this is a good reason. You can blame it on me to call and see if this drug is going to help you. And I wouldn't wait and suffer.
No, don't wait for 2 months. Here, call a guy and get back into his office.
Tell them you talked to another doctor and it was suggested you call and see if this new drug will help you, okay?
Do you know exactly what it does, how it works, or what it does to help your body?
Well, you know, it affects the immune system. It tones it down. But how the exact mechanism, I think, is still being looked at.
Thank you, sir. 888-553-7536. Charles in Waycross, Georgia. Your question for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Dr. Ken, my wife eats for the last 4 weeks. She's been eating and all she can do it. Anything she eats or drinks, she throws up.
Okay.
And I took her to the doctor, and all they give her is Finnegan and send her home.
Charles, boy, that's very frustrating because I'd be concerned that there's some sort of partial bowel obstruction. That's what it sounds like to me. And this needs to be taken care of. There's not a medicine that usually can help this. And I don't think you're getting adequate care. And what you need to do is, has she been to a GI gastroenterologist doctor?
It's been a while back.
Okay, it's been too long because she's going to need to have the scope, put down her throat and maybe even the other way. Because
right.
It sounds to me what she has is a partial bowel obstruction. And
okay.
And I would yesterday ask you, do you have a good internist or family doctor?
She don't have any insurance, and it's hard to get her to a doctor.
How old is she?
50.
She's, oh my gosh. That is that. Are you a vet? She's not a vet either, I bet, would imagine.
No.
You must have a county health department.
Yes,
in Waycross. I would take her to the county health department, and they'll help her out.
Got to get it taken care of, though. Don't let it, that's something you can't fool around with. Forget about insurance and the other stuff. Find your way in.
That'll end up in the middle of the night in an emergency surgery. If you know, that's not going to go away. You know, that's like, you know, your teeth. That's the only thing that goes away if you ignore it.
Yeah. All right, Charles. Man, that's something I wouldn't want to face, would you? Oof. 888-553-7536. Speaking of that, a lot of people are curious as to the health concerns that this tragedy this week in Japan with the earthquake. What kind of risk is there for people, other than the problems everybody, the news media is trying to scare everybody about the nuclear problems, if in fact the nuclear plant that has had the meltdown will explode? That's one thing. But what are some of the secondary health or medical problems that happen when confronted with a situation like this where everything is upheaved, the sewerage is running raw down the street, and there's nothing. Even that happened, by the way, in Hawaii. And when they shut off all the power in Hawaii, preparing for this, all the sewerage just went out into the ocean and onto the beaches and stuff.
Right.
But that may not be the only problem, Ken. What do people have to be concerned about in a circumstance like that health-wise?
Well, long-term, it's getting clean food and water. Mm-hmm. Those are the big concerns right now. The immediate concerns in an earthquake, you know, I worked in San Francisco. I went through one or two of these, nothing like this. And, you know, you just have to make sure you don't get hurt as the buildings are falling down. But they're beyond that. And also right now there is this radiation concern that seems to be real. In one, it was measured last night 1,000 times what's expected. There's smoke coming out of it. So, you know, that has to be watched. Just watch what you eat. Make sure you get clean water and food. That's the biggest concern right now.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. A study this week, and the results of it in the Environmental Health Perspectives Journal, size matters, and how we deal with this with men. I mean, there's the obvious and the not so obvious, Ken.
Well, size does matter for guys, but it may not be what you think. This is out of I'm not making this up, nor is Doug. This is out of a real journal, Environmental Health Perspectives, this week. And take out your rulers, guys. Men whose anus to scrotum distance is shorter than average, they're over 7 times more likely to have low sperm counts than men with a longer anogenital distance. And I have to tell you, I can't tell you the normal anus to scrotum distance.
That's got to be the question. I mean, how this is foolish. I'm not saying you're foolish, but if you don't know, you say get out the ruler. So what's the right length, and does it depend on your shoe size, or what does it depend on?
This is just an interesting observation that I don't want you pulling your own teeth. This is something the doctor has to measure. It's just an interesting observation. And we just throw it out. And what can you do? You can't really do anything about it. You're born with this.
No, you sure can't. Yeah, right, exactly. 888-553-7536. I guess in league with that, one of the concerns that men have when they are my age and your age and even younger, some have said, if you live to be 95 or the older you get, the more likely you are to get prostate cancer We don't think that that's the case. If you have fed your prostate starting when you're in your 40s, you will probably not encounter this no matter how old you get, because the prostate will maintain its health. If you don't use it, you lose it. And that's one of the things that as you get older, trying to keep sexually active important, making sure every year you have your prostate checked, the digital rectal exam, feeding your prostate. It's very frustrating to be able or not able to get through a golf game, let's say, or a simple trip to the store without worrying about where the closest bathroom is. Then standing over the toilet because your urine stream wasn't what it used to be. You wake up tired and grumpy after getting up three or four times during the night. You make your spouse irritable as well. You plan your day or travel schedule, even a short car ride to the Little League game around the proximity to the bathroom. If you're concerned from any of those problems, then you need to be on Super Beta Prostate. Why is that, Ken?
Doug, let me get in some breaking medical news this week, which is so important here because us guys, we have to worry about this BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, where the prostate just enlarged, and it can ruin your sexual life. It can ruin your sleep. We've been talking about sleep because you're waking up all the time to go to the bathroom. You're ruining your wife's sleep. And many of us have been recommended a class of medications which includes Avodart, Propecia, and Proscar. These are medicines, traditional medicines, that have been given for BPH. They've also been given for hair loss. Out of the Journal of Sexual Medicine this week, these drugs have side effects like anxiety, depression, loss of sex drive. That's the big one. Difficulty maintaining an erection, growth of male breast tissue, reduced semen production. And the real scary thing about all of this, including decreased fertility, is apparently these side effects don't go away in many men once you stop the drugs. It's felt that the nerves that are controlled by some of the hormones just burn out when you take these drugs. So that's why the Super Beta Prostate is such a nice alternative for enlargement of the prostate. You won't have to worry about any of these side effects that persist. Out of the Journal of Sexual Medicine this week, well documented, and another reason why you want to talk about the beta-sitosterols, the pure beta-sitosterol. It's been published in Lancet Medical Journal that the Super Beta Prostate, it's safe and it's effective.
Use it, use it, use it, use it. That's use your sexual activity organs to keep your prostate healthy. Also, start taking Beta Prostate. It supports healthy urine flow, healthy prostate function, healthy sleeping habits. You don't need a prescription. You just need to call 800-607-7078. 800-607-7078. Be smart. Get a free sample, a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call that number, 800-607-7078. Pay a small shipping and handling charge. One bottle now allowed. Super Beta Prostate. 800-607-7078. Call them now.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Coming up, Dr. Ken will address how much vitamin D you need to be taking. More of your calls at 888-553-7536. Good day weekend at 21 after the hour.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I got a kind-hearted woman.
888-553-7536. Doug Steffen here Monday through Friday for most of these same stations with Good Day program. Dr. Ken appears on the program every day, updating us on important medical information. Then on the weekend, he's here to take your calls so you can rest assured that his patience, his tolerance, his informative way will be here at your service and on your side. The question about how much vitamin D we ought to take. We get these questions all the time. This gentleman has been taking 50,000 units of vitamin D and has joint pain. What do you recommend, Ken?
Well, that's a huge amount of vitamin D. The recommendation for vitamin D, it depends who you believe. You know, if I'm asked that as a traditional doctor, the right answer on the test is what the Institute of Medicine or the National Academy of Sciences tells us traditional doctors were supposed to be recommending. And what they're saying, you know, don't shoot the messenger, for ages 50 to 70 is 400 units a day. If you're older than 70 is 600 units a day. But let me tell you what I personally think is it depends on your sun exposure. I recommend everybody try to get about 10 to 15 minutes of full body unprotected sun exposure per day. That's the best way to get vitamin D. And also to get it from the really fatty fish is a great way to get it. The sardines, mackerel, the salmon, just wonderful ways to get it. Also milk and some of the whole grains are fortified with vitamin D. I personally take 400 units a day because I live in Florida and I get some sun and my level is wonderful. It's above 30. But the amount of vitamin D you should take, you should have a vitamin D level. It's a shame not all the insurers are covering this unless your level is low. But that's how you really know how much vitamin D you should take. Don't self-medicate yourself because vitamin D, unlike the B vitamins, is stored in the fat. And you can get vitamin D toxicity, poison. Most people can take up to 2,000 units a day safely. Hint, but I would definitely do this with the help of some guides. If you're going to be taking calcium, definitely take vitamin D with it so that the calcium does not end up in your circulation, in your coronaries, and plaque up your vessels. You want the calcium to stay in your bones and in the fluid in your blood and not end up in your blood vessels. The way to avoid that is to take vitamin D with it. Taking 50,000 units of vitamin D, as one of the callers is doing, I hope the doctor's advising that. That's a huge amount. There may be a bone illness, and that's usually when it's used that in those kinds of doses.
888-553-7536. Tony's in Quincy, Illinois. Go ahead, Tony. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Thanks for taking my call. My question is about my son. He's 15 years old. He's very athletic, and he's having a lot of problems with his knees, bending and such. And he did have Osgood-Schlatter's disease for a little while under his tendons and stuff. And I'm just wondering, is it maybe just a growth spurt? Because in the last 6 months, he's grown over 3 inches.
Well, that can definitely do it. Is he athletic?
Yes, he plays all sports, hockey, baseball, football, basketball.
Now, let me talk to you in a minute about hockey and football.
Well, you've got a good orthopedic doctor. You know, definitely Osgood, you know, that's in the possibilities of a teenager with knee pain. But, you know, he just needs to see the orthopedic doctor and get a good exam. There's a lot of issues that an athlete can deal with in the knee, the bones, the ligaments, the joint. It just needs a good exam.
Okay. Orthopedic doctor. As far as protein and stuff, would protein help? Or?
It needs a diagnosis first.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to do shotgun therapy. There's no easy way here, Dad. You know, you got to get to a pediatric orthopedic doctor, and they'll be able to do a good exam and figure this out. There's no easy way to do this.
Let me interject.
And you don't want to play hurt. You know, no pain, no gain. That is bad. You're being an irresponsible parent to do that. You know, just don't let him play hurting until he's diagnosed. Okay.
Okay.
Let me direct your attention to something else, Tony. This is becoming a real bugaboo with me. You may or may not have heard me talk about some of the things going on at the Sports Legacy Institute in conjunction with a company called Seriscan out in Denver, with the outrageous hockey event this week, and with the Dave Duerson suicide, and with studies being done of youngsters like your son through professional athletes, whether it's football or hockey, even cheerleading, wrestling, the people who are involved in boxing, that sort of thing. You, as a responsible parent, need to be aware. This is becoming a huge, huge national issue. What is happening to youngsters when they play these various sports to their brains is actually not only a tragedy, but it's going to become a national obsession. People looking at this, understanding when you get the information and you realize the trauma, the danger that could happen to your child, not only when he or she is a child, but as they grow into adulthood, you're going to want to think twice about encouraging them to get into these full contact sports. And I would encourage you to go to the Sports Legacy Institute's website or to Seriscan and avail yourself of the information that's there before you encourage your son to do any more of that. This is very dangerous stuff, and it's now becoming much more well-known. You can't pick up a newspaper anymore without seeing some story about something else going on that has ramifications, not only, as I say, in childhood, but as you get older. Very, very dangerous stuff and irresponsible for it not to be discussed. I know you have a question about yourself. Hold on a minute. Half past the hour. Good day weekend, Dr. Ken.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Weekend time is 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Time is fleeting. Your opportunity is now, the exact moment. What do they say? Time is nigh. 888-553-7536. I want to acknowledge some of the people who are following us on Twitter and Facebook and listening at DougStefan.com. Freddie Rodriguez, hello to you. Becky Clark is in touch with us on Facebook. Bruce Hume. Let's see, Steve Buck, we have, the point is that there are a number of ways that you can follow and get information. John Immler, Katie Callis, all these folks who have either sent in questions or indicated interest in what's going on here. Alexander Wolfson, Eric and Clay and Al and Stephen and heavens, the list goes on. Muhammad Rizwan is listening to us, not in this country. I believe that he is a Saudi. Amazing, Ken. When you're listening, you can listen to this stuff all around the world. It is really kind of a neat thing. Barbara Koenig, Marcelo Savi in Italy, Brian, just, the list goes on and on. I just want to thank
world.
You. It is. 888-553-7536. Tony, we go back to you for a minute because I know after your son's question, and I advised you what I thought you should be thinking with regard to your son being involved in the rough sports like football and hockey, and you have a question about yourself.
Yes, I at times have, like, buying on impulse. If I go to a store and see there's more than one thing on sale, I'll grab as much as I can just because I think it's a good deal. I'm currently on 60 milligrams of Proxetine and Vyvanse just to kind of calm things down with me and things. It's just, I don't know, is it something, maybe a chemical imbalance that needs to be looked at, or some people will say that I might even need to see a psychiatrist for these kind of things, or what do you suggest?
Sure, Tony. I think you're talking about obsessive-compulsive disorders. Do you have any other behaviors that suggest obsession? You know, you aggressively wash your hands? Do you have rituals that you have to do before you do any activities? Does this remind you of any of your behaviors?
Yes, I constantly, like, if I have a lot of cash on me, I constantly counter change, and
okay.
And I, you know, it's probably more of the OCD, I would say, but
yes.
You know, I don't know if that prescription that I'm on, it sometimes it seems to help, but sometimes it's just, it goes like an impulse, so like I'm okay one time, the next time I'm not.
you have great insight into what's going on with you. It really does sound to me like you have obsessive compulsive disorder. This is very treatable with a good psychiatrist because you need both ends. You need psychotherapy, and there are medications. There are a number of the antidepressants that are FDA approved for treating OCD. Anafronil, Luvox, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft are just a few in my memory. And so I would first find a psychiatrist who specializes in OCD. They're around. I'm sure you can find one. And make sure that they also will talk with you, that they're just not only writing prescriptions, or they work with a psychologist who will give you counseling, because you definitely need talk therapy with this.
Okay, thank you for your time, and I will take care of my son, and I will watch out for what he does.
Tony, and take care of yourself, because you will get better, and you'll really be so much happier once you get through this.
Yep, there you go. 888-553-7536, Jackson, Rome, New York. Jack, how may we be of service to you, sir?
Good evening there, or good morning. Dr. Ken,
yeah.
I already recently set up an appointment with my doctor, and I visited with him. My problem was, initially, I was having trouble with staying awake, and I get real tired and everything. So he initially had me take a test for testosterone,
low T.
Testosterone level, which indicated I was low.
And
I'm also having a problem with erections, either when I go to the bathroom or just having a normal erection. So he also had me take a test for an LH and an LSH, and I was wondering why, because my girlfriend says, why is he having you take that test? He says, that's for women.
Well, I think what you mean is an FSH and an LH. This is not only for women, and yes, for women, when we want to see if they're having problems with their period or they're not ovulating, follicle stimulating hormone, FSH and LH luteinizing hormone, these are hormones that we usually think about around the woman's period. But believe it or not, guys have these also, and these are pituitary hormones. They're secreted in the brain, in the pituitary, and then in guys they work on the part of the body that make the sperm, in the testes. And in combination with testosterone, which we usually think of for guys, you also do need some FSH and LH. And guys who are infertile, this will be part of the evaluation, measuring for those pituitary hormones also.
Right, but does this also affect my erections and stuff also?
Well, that sounds more to me. The LH and the FSH are more fertility issues, not so much erectile dysfunction. At your age, you're probably more worried about erectile dysfunction than fertility, I would imagine.
So yes.
What you need to do is you need to get that testosterone level into a normal range. But make sure you have a good urologist with a good internist or family doctor combine work on this, because for some people, taking testosterone can be a little dicey. You definitely don't want to have any prostate issues. And you want to also make sure the heart's doing okay, just because with testosterone, that'll whip the heart. But also, men your age who have erectile dysfunction, it can be a circulatory problem. It usually is, unless the testosterone level is very low. And if you have a circulatory problem in that part of the neighborhood, it's very likely you have a circulatory problem in the heart. So all of this needs to be checked out, Jack. I think all of this is very treatable with some good doctors.
And okay, thank you.
Not to be facetious, but you hear us talking about the beta prostate product all the time, and it certainly wouldn't hurt you to be feeding your prostate. That's a good way for men to maintain some healthiness, and you don't have to have a doctor's prescription for that. You can take it with anything because it's all natural. 800-607-7078 for your information, sir. Our number here is 888-553-7536. Barbara calls in from Fall River, Massachusetts. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem. I went to see my doctor. I was always tired and not sleeping well. So he gave me a TSH blood test, to check my thyroid.
Was it high or low?
It came out 0.28.
So it was low.
Low?
Yes.
Hyper, he said it was.
Okay, let me explain that because this confuses everybody.
I just asked Ken this question off the air, by the way.
Exactly.
Barbara.
The TSH is low, and you're actually hyperthyroid, and that's correct because this is a pituitary hormone. It's not made by the thyroid, but it actually stimulates. It's the whip for the thyroid. And when the thyroid is out of its control, because the thyroid, which is a gland on the surface of your neck, it's right. involved in controlling how warm or cold you are, uh-huh. how fast or slow your heart's beating, how well you're metabolizing, you know, burning energy and keeping your weight at ideal body weight. That's what the, it's like the boiler of the body, the thyroid. And it is usually regulated, controlled by a hormone that's made in the brain, the pituitary. It's fascinating, this thyroid-stimulating hormone. And when there's not enough thyroid in the body, the brain senses it and secretes more thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH, to make more thyroid. So there should be a nice, tight regulation. But for many reasons, this regulation goes haywire, and the thyroid can act on its own and sometimes starts producing too much thyroid hormone out of regulation from the brain. So the brain gets fed back and stops making TSH. So when the thyroid is making too inappropriately too much thyroid hormone, called T4 or T3, then the brain gets its feedback and stops making TSH, and we measure that in the blood. So when the thyroid is not making enough thyroid, the TSH goes very high. When it's making too much, it goes very low.
Hmm. Okay, well, he wants to recheck it in 1 month and possibly do an ultrasound.
Well, Barbara, I'm a little concerned about waiting. It may be okay, but just be careful that your thyroid's not too high, because the risk of a high thyroid is you going into atrial fibrillation, your electrical system of your heart being too stimulated and suddenly going very fast, rapid. It can cause a stroke. It can make you pass out. So make sure that – are you talking to an endocrinologist right now, a specialist in the thyroid?
No, this is my primary doctor.
Okay. Well, I would get a second opinion right here if you're going to wait, because I don't want to see you in the emergency room at 3 in the morning with atrial fibrillation.
I do have mitral valves.
Well, that's another issue.
Hmm.
Unless it's a very minimal decrease in your TSH, you know, you told me what it was, but I don't know what your free, do you know what your free T4 and your is?
That no, not the T4.
Okay, you need to get that checked yesterday.
Okay.
Because that would tell us how urgent this is. I wouldn't, on a TSH alone, want to, at least I wouldn't be comfortable if your TSH on your lab test, it varies from lab to lab, is low. I want to know what your free T4 is. That would tell me whether I'm comfortable waiting. That's the active form of the thyroid, most active form. There's also something called free T3, which has some activity.
There you go, Barbara. Action now is what you need. 888-553-7536. The story about coffee this week and whether or not it can cut a woman's stroke risk, that's an important story. I noticed also in league with that, Ken, that there was on Yahoo an overview of coffee and why not to quit drinking it. It protects your heart, diverts diabetes. Your liver loves coffee, boosts your brain power, helps you if you have headaches. Is it also good for cutting a woman's stroke risk?
Out of the medical journal Stroke this week, we learned, Doug, that women who have at least one cup of coffee or even up to five daily may be reducing their risk of stroke by as much as 25%. And interestingly, also in this journal, we learned that women who don't drink coffee at all may actually be increasing their risk for stroke. Now, I don't want all the people who don't drink coffee rushing out and drinking coffee. It's okay. Coffee is okay in moderation as long as it doesn't keep you up and as long as it doesn't make your heart turn over in your chest. That's where it becomes a problem. But this is just another example. If you like coffee, enjoy it as long as it doesn't have any ill effects.
So moderate coffee drinkers would be 1 to 3 cups a day. They seem to have lower rates of stroke than non-coffee drinkers.
Women.
Yeah, right, women. And then what about diabetes? Do you agree that drinking coffee is good to keep you from having diabetes? Can help you?
It seems in a few studies that is suggested. It can't hurt. Definitely to prevent diabetes is getting down to ideal body weight, eliminating the white flour, the white sugar products from your diet, and getting into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay.
Mm-hmm. And liver, brain power, drinking
all of
one,
the above. It's a good thing. As long as it doesn't rev up your heart and keep you up, it's a good thing.
And headaches? What do you think? Get rid of headaches with a cup of coffee?
For many people, it does act as the stimulant to keep the headaches away.
Wow. All right. Here's a way for you to stimulate your need to lose weight. Get onto the MetaFast plan, the MetaFast diet, 5 MetaFast meals, 1 lean and green meal every day. Lose up to 20 pounds in the first month. Average weight loss up to 5 pounds a week. There are 70 different MetaFast meals. MediFast, M-E-D. What does that remind you of? Sounds like what we call doctors. They are from the medical profession. So does that mean that all these doctors who are recommending this, basically this has been put together by a doctor, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Over 20,000 American doctors have signed on to this program, advocate for it. I like it because I finally have a program where I can work with a dietitian. It's a healthy program. It's a lifestyle. It's not a crazy fad diet. It's not going to bite the dust in a few weeks as the next fad comes around. You won't yo-yo. You can go out. You can go to restaurants. You can go out to your friend's home and eat. And the food that you're eating on this diet, you'll enjoy. You'll lose weight. I see it every day. People who have been frustrated their whole life with their body size, they can't get it down, or they yo-yo, they've lost and gained more weight than their whole body weighs today. This is your solution.
Disclaimer, results vary. Consult your physician. Keep that in mind. Why not try this? This is a great way. A lot of people, all the people on my staff who have been on this thing, have understood what it's all about. You need to talk to a doctor. Doctors recommend this. Ken does. Go on to MetaFastKen.com, as a matter of fact. Spell it out, MediFastKen, MetaFastKen.com. You'll save $50 when you use the Dr. Ken code. Also, you can call toll-free 800-506-4115 if that's easier for you. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. They'll take $50 off your product purchase, 800-506-4115. Or MetaFastKen.com to lose that weight.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Think about that special someone in your life. Good. Now push them aside and focus on you. Isn't it time you treated yourself to what could be hundreds of dollars in savings on your car insurance by switching to GEICO? Don't you want to join the other 4 million drivers who switched last year? Contact GEICO today for a free rate quote and show yourself how much you care about yourself.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
Coming up next on the Good Day Weekend program, the good medical news of the week, plus somebody who's been awake for 55 hours. We'll find out what's going on with him next on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Bled.
I'll keep my promise when you turn that heartbeat over again.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a medical expert, cardiologist, has a great practice in Florida. If you're interested, if you like listening to him and if you want to have a personal consultation, you can call 800-LATE-CARDIO, and they'll hook you up. I think a lady named Jen answered the phone last time I called, if I remember correctly.
Jen the gem.
All right, some good medical news before we go back to your callers at 888-553-7536, Ken. The story about good cholesterol this week. What's the scoop? Scoopy, you do there.
Out of the medical journal Gut this week, high levels
Gut.
Of...
That's a medical journal.
It is. Gut. High Gut. Levels of good cholesterol, that's the HDL, may reduce the risk of colon cancer.
Really? All right. And in terms of heart disease risk and stroke, there's some new information about what to eat.
Out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, I love when traditional doctors talk about diet. This is a diet rich in foods that are loaded with potassium. This can reduce your risk for a stroke by 21%. It may also lower your risk for heart disease. Good sources of potassium include bananas and other fruits and vegetables, as well as fish, poultry, and, Doug, dairy.
The Mediterranean diet, we always hear that that's good. There is more evidence that it's better in certain areas.
The Journal of the American College of Cardiology, more news about the Mediterranean diet. It improves your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol. It's just long been known that it's heart healthy, but it also reduces your risk of this thing that doctors call the metabolic syndrome. That's a cluster of risk factors that boost the risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. That is, it controls your blood pressure, your sugar, your cholesterol. Do we need to go over what's in a Mediterranean diet, Doug, or does everyone know?
No, I think it's fish, the things that you Italian, the influence of Italian cooking with olive oil and all that sort of thing. I think that is. So let's see if we can get two more callers on as time allows. Paul is in Rainier, Minnesota. Please go ahead, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Paul.
It's kind of an embarrassing question.
Oh, it's just you and me, Paul.
Yeah.
The exam room door is shut.
Yeah. Seem to get a clear discharge out of the penis almost daily now.
Okay.
And it's
Do you have any sores or bumps on the genitals?
No.
Or the rectal area or in your mouth?
Nope.
painful or burning urination? Does it burn when you pass your water?
No, no.
So just a discharge from the penis?
Yeah, and it's clear.
Uh-huh.
Like the consistency like liquid soaps are.
Do you have the same sex partner all the time?
Yep.
How long have you had? 35 years.
Well, that doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah. the key question, Paul, is that you're sexually active.
Yes.
Okay. What I would recommend doing is, do you have a good relate? You know, most likely this is an STD, a sexually transmitted disease.
Hmm.
And most likely, you know, you don't get the scarlet letter anymore, you know, so
that's why I asked the question about whether it's the same sex partner.
Yeah, but
because that's how, I mean, how else do you get a sexually transmitted disease? Through your partner. Is there something else? Is there another way to get it?
No, but so it doesn't, it's just that he's sexually active, and that's how he would have gotten this, yes. So, Paul, what I would do is I would either talk to your internist or a urologist. And this can get diagnosed and taken care of. You know, today we've got pretty good treatments for these things. And I just think you need to get to the doctor and get some medication. This could be a parasite, a bacteria, or a virus, and it just needs some treatment.
And I'm not trying to be a wise guy or a jerk, Paul. Ken would never ask you this question in 100 million jillion years. But you need to be comfortable that your wife or the partner you have is just sleeping with you. And that's another area that, you know, the conversation, you got to know whether the person that you're with is, if she's sleeping with somebody else, then that could be where it's coming. I mean, where
exactly.
It only comes from sexual contact.
That's step two. But most importantly, Paul, is that you both need to be treated.
All right. Let's move to quickly. We've got about 60 seconds for Keith. Go ahead, Keith. You're on with Ken.
I've been here and I've been up since about 10 o'clock Thursday morning. And I probably won't get to bed until probably about 3 o'clock this afternoon. What kind of negative side effects could that have on me?
Keith, are you suicidal?
No.
Come on.
Why have you been up for so long?
Why are you doing this to yourself?
I think I had to make a run to South Carolina.
And you're driving, Keith? Please. Come on. If you don't care about yourself, you should care about everybody else. You're a danger on the road. You're going to kill yourself. You're going to kill others. And if the cops pull you over, they'll take your license away, take you out off to jail. You shouldn't be on there. You're more dangerous than if you're drunk. Please get off the road.
All right, that takes care of that. Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. 59 after.